Basically.
Not sure yet.
Is it about the balance of the side? We'd all love to see a Shane play, but...
balance of the side obviously will be a key factor. Obviously, pitch as well. So obviously, we probably made that decision, you know, later today.
Are you going to try and get your bowlers to get through the Rovers a wee bit quicker?
I mean, yeah, we have to do that. Obviously, we can't keep, you know, being behind, obviously, and losing our captain. So, you know, it's something we have a plan for, and going forward, you know, we can't let it happen again.
Is that mainly Shannon?
I wouldn't say Shannon. You know, as a team, obviously, in between overs, all the fielders, you know, can get run faster. So, you know, as a team, you know, I think we could improve on it.
What sort of statement would it send to the cricketing world if you could win this series 3-0?
West Indies cricket is, you know, it's strong. You know, for us, it's just aiming for consistency. You know, obviously, we won the series thus far. Obviously, aiming to win a third. But, you know, for us, it's being consistent. You know, that's one of the main things for us.
You know, Jason's around here with the team all week. Will you be leaning on him quite a lot, sort of for advice and a few tips?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, obviously, he's the leader of the group. And, you know, his advice, you know, will be crucial for us.
Will you allow him to will he be team talks and things still in the dressing room?
He'll still be there, you know. Obviously, we are family and, you know, we're supporting each and everyone.
But will you allow him to speak, or will it just be your voice this
week? Yeah, he can speak.
I mean, in terms of the way you would prepare normally for a match, would it be the same?
Yeah, same. Obviously, as I said, he's the leader of the group. Obviously, I'm captain for this game. And, you know, he'll be around, you know, still same way.
If Shane were to play, what sort of qualities does he bring as a fast bowler?
Obviously, he has, you know, good pace, and obviously he'll bring that aggression. You know, obviously he's a tall guy, so I think obviously he'll bring pace and aggression, and, you know, obviously he's bowling quite consistent, so he'll bring some consistency as well.
When you've faced him either in the nets or for Barbados, has he got you hopping about a bit? Is he uncomfortable to face?
In the nets, you know, uncomfortable. Obviously, it depends on his surface, but you know, he has decent pace, so obviously he'll be probably aggressive at him.
And that's one of the things that England has struggled with so far in the series.
Well, yeah. Obviously, they didn't play the pace as they should, but, you know, for us, it's just doing the things we've been doing well. Can't think about, you know, what happened before. Obviously, all that's gone. You know, for us as bowling group, we just got to stay disciplined. Obviously, keep the aggression same way. And, you know, that'll be good for us.
Can you tell us about the pitch?
Yeah, it looks a good pitch. St. Lucia is normally a good pitch for both batters and bowlers. So, you know, just got to continue working hard as a team, both as a batting group and bowling group.
Win the toss and...
Can't see us yet.
Can you tell us about how Shannon bowled here against Sri Lanka? What was that like?
Yeah, he got... He was bowling quite rapid, to be honest. Obviously, coming down with the wing. So, you know, obviously he'd be looking to probably continue that in this game.
13 wickets in a match, that's obviously, it's quite an achievement. Was he was really cranking it up and getting them hopping around?
Yeah, I think that was probably a record in that game too. So, obviously he'd probably looking, rearing to go in this game.
Great, thank you.